You're listening to KUNR Public Radio. I'm Paul Boger. There are roughly 500,000 students enrolled in Nevada's public schools, and more than 14% of them are considered English language learners. But with schools around the country relying on distance learning to help mitigate the spread of the novel coronavirus, it's unclear how the transition from in-person to online instruction affected those students. To help answer that question, I spoke with KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser to help break it all down. So, Natalie, could you explain exactly what we're talking about when we say English learner?
So when students register for school, their parents fill out a survey which asks if there's a time that their child speaks a language other than English. If there is, then that student takes an English proficiency screening test. Students who score below a certain level are considered English learners. And when they gain enough proficiency, they exit that English learner program and are considered bilingual. The Washoe County School District also says there are close to 9,800 English learner students in the district, which makes up about 16% of students. The director for the English learner department at the district level, Janine Kelly, says that around 97% of those students are Spanish speakers, with the other 3% being speakers of 79 other languages. There are also students who speak English and are bilingual, but their parents don't speak English. So that's the landscape that we have here in Washoe County.
We've heard a lot about the transition from in-person instruction to online. What has that looked like for English learners?
So teachers say distance learning takes longer and is more complex for English learners. A school interpreter or language teacher is often involved in communicating assignments to students and getting their questions answered. The school district also delivered English packets to English learners' homes. This was in addition to the core curriculum packets that all students throughout the district received for remote learning. Teachers say these English packets were pretty successful because the material was adapted to each student's ability level. Nancy Carroll teaches English learners at Wooster High School and said this semester has also brought some additional challenges.
Almost a third of our EL students, I believe, are also certified special education. We have students who were struggling with reading and comprehension and language, and now we're asking them basically to be responsible for their own learning.
The English learner staff at Wooster also mentioned that many students there face socioeconomic challenges. Some were essential workers during this last semester and the only member of their family working.
I'm curious, what strategies are schools and teachers using to help communicate with elementary school students and their parents who may not speak English at all?
So for the lower grades, more conversation happens between school faculty and parents since the students are too young to navigate their assignment packets and online learning by themselves. And at schools like Echo Loader Elementary, during a typical school year, there are classroom assistants who rotate through different lower grade level classes. They work with English learner students, most of whom are Spanish speakers. They also interpret during parent-teacher conferences. When the pandemic hit, these classroom assistants became liaisons between teachers and Spanish-speaking parents. At the beginning of distance learning, these interpreters each took about 50 phone calls a day. And there was so much need for interpretation in Spanish that other school faculty who were bilingual, including the school's clinical aide, were making these calls too. Once families adjusted, the volume of calls decreased. But with this interpretation work, these assistants are still key in communicating the different personal situations of each family to the school. I'd also like to note that these classroom assistant positions are 35 hours per week, and they're funded by a state grant called Zoom, which, no, isn't the same as the video conferencing platform that everybody's using. And with uncertainty about the state's budget for this coming fiscal year, the schools don't know if or how these positions will be funded. I reached out to the Nevada Department of Education, and they said it's too early in the budgeting process to know what the funding for this grant looks like going forward.
And how is that different for high schoolers?
So most high schoolers usually talk or message directly with their teachers, but there are some English learner students at the high school level too. And some of them have just arrived to the States from other countries. Paul Nolan works with this population at Hug High School. He says students did well with their English learning packets, which were adapted to their needs, but the general coursework was a challenge.
When it comes to their core classes, like mathematics and science, that material was sent out and it was made with the average student in mind, not a language learner. And it's hard, for the teachers to tutor them because some of our students need the explanation in their language.
As an example, for one French-speaking student, hug staff worked out three-way calls between the student, her class teacher, and a language teacher who served as an interpreter. So distance learning has been a challenge, but it's also inspired some creativity. The question now is it sustainable to operate and educate this way?
Well, that is a lot to unpack. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it right there. Natalie, thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much.
This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Mobile.